and a lot of action in Congress this week. For one thing, it looks like No Child Left Behind is getting an overhaul. On Wednesday, the House passed a bill that keeps annual national testing for students, but it would give the power to decide what to do with those test scores back to the states and local school districts. The Senate is expected to vote to approve that measure as soon as next week, and President Obama is expected to be on board as well. In addition, we're waiting for the president's signature on a $300 billion transportation bill that passed the Senate late last night. It is the first five-year transportation funding bill in more than a decade. Joining us now from Capitol Hill is NPR congressional reporter Elsa Chang. Hi, Elsa.
Hi there.
And let's start with that transportation bill. What's in it and how are they paying for it?
Well, like you said, there's $300 billion now in this fund to pay for new highways, roads, bridges. But what's interesting is one of the big focuses or points of focus was actually car safety, given the spate of deadly automobile defects we've seen. So this bill now places larger financial penalties on car companies for safety defects. It also gives whistleblowers a financial incentive to come forward. They can actually get a share of monetary penalties awarded in really large cases, like up to 10%. But, you know, as you said, stepping back and looking at the transportation bill as a whole, what's really remarkable about it is it's really the first time in a decade Congress has managed to pass a long-term bill. Since 2005, it's always been short-term patches, as much as, you know, 2 years was the max at that point. Because the problem was always, how do we pay for this highway fund? The fund has always been paid for by a gas tax, 18.5 cents per gallon, but that's never been enough money. So now Congress has found additional revenue sources amounting to about an additional $70 billion to pay for this highway bill.
And they're not raising the gas tax. Also, Senate Democrats tried this week after the shooting in San Bernardino to do some gun control legislation. What happened?
That's right. There were two measures that were brought to the floor yesterday. They both failed. One, sponsored by Dianne Feinstein of California, would have prohibited anyone on the terror watch list from purchasing a firearm in the U.S. It's actually a measure that was introduced multiple times in the Senate by the late Senator Frank Lautenberg of New Jersey, but it never went anywhere. You know, the NRA and other gun rights groups have always resisted the measure because they say innocent people have ended up on the list before and their Second Amendment rights shouldn't be violated. In fact, one famous example is the late Senator Ted Kennedy. His name was actually on the no-fly list in 2004, so he would have been stopped from buying a gun had this legislation gone through. The other gun control measure that failed yesterday was a measure to expand background checks to gun shows and internet sales. It was essentially the same measure that the Senate tried passing, or Senate Democrats tried passing in April 2013 as a response to the shootings in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. But it failed then, and yesterday it failed again. In fact, not a single senator on either side changed positions on that bill.
There was also an attempt by the Senate to repeal the Affordable Care Act. This is something Republicans have tried a number of times, although this time in the Senate, it would also strip federal funding for Planned Parenthood for a year. That is not something that President Obama is going to sign. He said he'll veto it. But Elsa, just a few seconds left. What's coming up next for Congress?
Basically, next week is going to be chocked full of how do we fund the government. They face a December 11th deadline. And the question is, what is that government spending bill going to look like? We may see a fight over policy provisions like attempts to roll back Dodd-Frank reforms by Republicans, attempts to roll back the EPA's regulatory powers. We'll see. There's going to be a bit
lots
more back and forth next week.
In the next week. Elsa Chang on Capitol Hill. Thank you. This is Here and Now.